It's Audiomo 2022, Day 13. Today's Audiomo is going to be titled At SMH, Gutter Journalism. So earlier this evening, I was looking at the BBC News app and I spot a headline saying Rebel Wilson, paper denies outing actress amid storm of criticism. Up front, I will say, I'm not really a fan of Rebel Wilson, just because the things I've caught her in, they're not really made for me. Those sort of comedies aren't my kind of thing. Simple as that. But she's obviously brilliant at what she does. So it's not because I'm some super fan that I'm saying this. Basically, on Friday, Rebel Wilson posted on Instagram about her new partner, who's a woman. So she's come out that she's in a same-sex relationship. So this is 2022. Why is that a problem? We're not in the 1950s. It's ridiculous. Oh, but obviously the staff at the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper, I say newspaper, I might do quote marks around that, in Australia still are. So on Saturday, again I'm using speech marks here, journalist Andrew Hornery posts a piece saying, coming out rebel style. In a perfect world, outing same-sex celebrity relationships should be a redundant concept in 2022. Love is love, right? As Rebel Wilson knows, we do not live in a perfect world. So it was with an abundance of caution and respect that this media outlet emailed Rebel Wilson's representatives on Thursday morning, giving her 2 days to comment on her new relationship before publishing a single word. Big mistake. Rebel opted to gazump the story, posting about her new Disney princess on Instagram early Friday morning, the same platform she'd previously used to brag about her handsome ex-boyfriend, wealthy American beer baron Jacob Bush. Considering how bitterly Wilson complained about poor journalism standards when she successfully sued Woman's Day for defamation, her choice to ignore our discreet, genuine and honest queries was, in our view, underwhelming. So to double down on that, 36 hours later, the editor of this rag, Bevan Shields, posts, on Saturday, the Herald published an article about Australian actor Rebel Wilson and her new partner, Ramona Agram. The article ran online, as well as a small item on page 36 of the Saturday print edition. The article has promoted some public attention, and I've been reading this feedback closely. In the interest of transparency, I wanted to offer the Herald's view on this issue. Our weekly private Sydney celebrity column last week asked Wilson if she wished to comment about her new partner. We would have asked the same question had Wilson's new partner been a man. To say that the Herald outed Wilson is wrong. We simply asked questions as a standard practice, including a deadline for a response. I had made no decision whether or what to publish, and the Herald's decision about what to do would have been informed by any response Wilson supplied. Wilson made the decision to publicly disclose her new partner, who had been a feature of her social media account for months. Talk about doubling down. This is like going back to the worst gutter journalism. I thought we were living in much more enlightened times. But no, the Sydney Morning Herald have managed to try and drag everyone back to the bad old days of gutter journalism. I think the paper edition of the Sydney Morning Herald would have one really good use. So anyone who's got pets that they keep in a cage, like rabbits or hamsters or gerbils, there's a good use for the Sydney Morning Herald just to line the bottom of that cage. And I'll say one last thing. Good luck to you, Rebel Wilson. Bye.